Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, the government is going to bring in new legislation. This is all around scramblers and quad bikes. And it's after a recent spate of kind of anti-social behaviour involving some of the scrambler and quad bike vehicles. And Mike McGinn is on the line here in the programme. Mike, I believe you're involved in the sport that actually uses scramblers. Will you just explain this to us, first of all?
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for having us on. My involvement is I'm the manager of the Youth Irish Motocross team. We're a part of the legitimate motocross community. Motocross, I suppose, is an individual sport where riders compete against each other week to week. But where I come in is I'm also chairman of a club in Gormanstown, a local track. But on the big picture, each country puts forward their top three riders every year and goes to an international event. And it's just something I want highlighted because we've got a lot of negative publicity about off-road bikes and scramblers. We're different. We're motocross. We're the legitimate sport. In 2018, we went over to Belgium with our youth team under 21s, and we're an all-Ireland organisation. We're part funded by Sports Council. We're recognised by the International Olympic Committee as a sport. And we've sent our top three riders back in 2018 over to Belgium. A guy from Cork, another guy from Dublin, and a chap from Belfast. And they rode together under the same flag to win against the top motocross nations of the world.
Mm.
And that's something that we don't hear on the radio.
No.
I'm glad that you have given me the opportunity.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, I think when people usually talk about scramblers, it's because, you know, somebody has gone down on a public pathway or a public park or a beach or something. You know what I mean? And there's
Correct.
Maybe been some kind of an incident. But I'm assuming what you're describing, Mick, when people are training like this, it's probably done though in a controlled environment, is it?
Yeah, well, you see, that's the thing. Like, people probably don't. Unfortunately, the spectators were a big thing back in the 70s and 80s, but people don't come to see events anymore. They'd rather, you know, sit at home. But we're out in a controlled environment, as you say, and we're behind fences and behind gates, and ordinary people probably don't see us, you know.
But just what is the situation at the minute? Like, I know, you know, your quad bike and your scrambler bike, they're very useful for people I know involved in the farming community would often have kind of quad bikes. They are an off-road bike. But if I decided now today I want to go out and get myself a scrambler bike, can I just go out and take that on the road?
No, not at all. And actually, there is a difference. You can buy bikes. Farm bikes are different. Race bikes and motocross bikes are tuned for the individual rider. And when I say tuned, I mean just set up so their riding position is correct for whatever rider it suits. So they're not really the same bikes. But you can go and buy them. And that's, I suppose, there's a thing about the legislation that came out. We weren't involved in the process, and we did ask, and I don't know what happened along the way, but we would have liked to have been sitting on that committee or the forum for Minister Brown so that we could put our ideas into it, because I think we should be heard. We definitely agree with the legislation. We condemn all that anti-social riding, and we welcome the community approach to all the training and financial incentives that the minister has brought out. But we do need to be included, you know.
Okay.
And we have our own ideas of people going, being able to just buy a bike willy-nilly, you
yeah,
know.
Okay, stay with us, Mick, because there's people getting in touch with us here, because we were asking at the start of the show today, you know, is this a problem in your own area? Is there antisocial behaviour with the likes of these kind of, you know, scrambler or quad bikes in your own locality? I have a text in here, it says, young people in my area flying around on these bikes, they're noisy, they're fast, consideration for people in the locality. I rang the guards too before, but not sure what they can do. I understand or understood there was legislation brought in actually 2 or 3 months ago with regards to giving the Gardaí powers, I thought, to seize them. But Councillor Alan Shivers is with us. Alan's a councillor in Galway. What's the issue there, Alan?
Good afternoon, Andrea. I suppose what's happened over the last number of months, and I suppose it's been an ongoing issue, is that scramblers have come into public parks and into amenities within my own constituency of Galway City East. I've had representations from residents in relation to this. I suppose the big issue is the fact that they're coming onto the likes of playing pitches and areas where there's children playing sport, and also residents may be walking around the park area. And I think really, I'm all for sport and I'm all for people getting involved in sport. And what Mike said there in relation to, you know, that he's promoting the safety of his particular sport. And I would promote that as well. But I think it's paramount that we have safety in an environment where basically that the likes of quad bikes and the likes of scrambler bikes are used. I think really what we don't need is, we don't need to see these being used in an antisocial way regarding in public amenities and also within estates around the country. And that, I suppose, that is an issue. I do welcome the legislation that Minister Brown has brought in. I think we have to have a proactive approach on how we deal with this. And I think that what we need to see now is that we have to, I suppose, a coordinated approach with the Gardaí. I'm a member of the Joint Peace Commission myself in Galway City and also within the community. So I think that it's really important that what we do see is an environment that these scrambler bikes can be used, and that safety then would be what you call illustrated across the country and across the city in public communities. And we don't want to see, because the other thing as well is, as you can probably imagine, Andrea, volunteers put a huge amount of time, sports clubs or whatever, looking after pitches.
Oh, yeah.
And these quad bikes can make serious damage and leave long-term damage to playing pitches and facilities. So I suppose that's another area as well.
This particular new legislation you're talking about, I was just looking at it earlier on this morning, Alan, and they're kind of describing it as a sort of a community approach where the department would work with the local guards and local communities that are really most affected by some of the problems with quad bikes and scramblers, and they'll get them to kind of work together and sort of come up with a project to try and promote what I think they're calling it, a pro-social use or better use of the bikes, and kind of as Mike mentioned as well with regards to safety. But at the minute there is legislation though that would stop the use of the bikes on public or private land unless there's permission though from the landowner. Isn't that the case?
That's the case, but we need to see the legislation implemented, and we need to see, as I say, a more proactive approach with the An Gardaí Síochána and the local community groups. And as I say, I'm on the Joint Peace Committee in Galway City myself, and this is certainly something that has been brought up, and I will be further bringing this up. On a local level, I have been very vocal about this over the last week on the local media. And as I say, for me, the paramount situation is that my constituents are safe. And if they go into a public area or go into, say, a public amenity, that they don't have to worry about, you know, being knocked over or hit or whatever by some person on a scrambler bike. And I think that's really where it's at for me. And I think that it's important that we roll this right across the city and right across the country as well. So I think that, you know, I think I'm all about safety. I'm all about sports, and I'm all about sport being in a safe environment. And for me, I think it's really important now that we raise this issue and get the legislation rolled out, and also that the legislation that's there needs to be implemented.
Okay. Mick, the text messages here are flying in from people complaining about the noise from the likes of, well, I don't know if it's quad bikes or scramblers, but they're both been mentioned in the one sentence in many areas across the country. Do you get annoyed when you hear your, you know, what you've described it as your sport, kind of everyone falling under the one umbrella?
Yeah, I suppose when you're running sport, you get used to annoyance. But there are a few, like talking about the night, or first of all, what the councillor said, if you don't mind, bringing the community into it. We just to differentiate again, we're the legitimate end of it. We're in controlled environments. And we have already in Limerick and in inner city Dublin, we have got help from the local council to bring kids in and bring, for want of a better name, the rogue bikers in, and show them what to do and how to maintain their bikes and how to have respect. Like, a big part of our sport is respect. Like, each rider is mostly the parents bring the kids to the tracks, and it's important that the riders have respect for their fellow competitors, their parents, and the officials on the day. And you'll find that any of the riders who are competing week in, week out around the country, they've no interest in going out on doing wheelies and big skids in the village green. Like, it's just not the thing to do.
Okay. But
as far as Nice, we have our own legislation for Nice, and we're controlled by the FIM, which is the international body based in Switzerland. I think there's 93 countries have signed up to it. And when we compete, we have a Nice testing machine at every event. It might be at every event, but because we only have a couple of machines, but we do spot checks all around the country.
You're saying there is for your sport. Okay, all right. Well, we'll leave it there for the moment. Mick McGinn, thanks for joining us here on the programme, and also Councillor Alan Cheevers in Galway City Council. Thanks for getting in touch with us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.